When the fans saw Ayan ready to play and wearing his football kit, they began to cheer. He was, with Dean, the star of the team and was there when they needed him the most. Ayan was enjoying all the attention and waved back at the fans. "The RNLI," Natalie exclaimed, eyes shining. "The rescue has finished and the lifeguards have flown him back into the match." The Maidstone FC players were whispering nervously. Who was this player? He was so good that Davingstoke were happy to pay for a helicopter to bring him. They quickly formed a circle and their coach gave them new instructions. Then the match started again, with Ayan replacing the injured player. The difference was immediate. The Maidstone players moved back into their half, ready to defend. For the first time, the Davingstoke players began to touch the ball. "Okay," said Sam the Butcher to the fans around him. "Let's start from scratch." Everybody felt more optimistic. But Ayan could not do everything on his own. A few times he went past two or three players, but there were too many Maidstone footballers around him. When he passed to a teammate, nobody was good enough to do anything special. The Maidstone players began to feel confident again. Suddenly, the match changed in the strangest way. Ayan kicked a ball high into the area and Bob looked while he was running forward. As clumsy as always, he tripped over his own feet and fell down without touching anybody. The referee did not hesitate. It was a penalty. The Maidstone players were furious, but the referee did not change his decision. He told Ayan to put the ball on the penalty spot. Ayan took three steps and scored. The fans were ecstatic. After playing so badly, the score was 1-1. There were only 10 minutes left before extra time. The Maidstone players were angry and attacked more than ever. The Davingstoke footballers were playing desperately. But everybody in the stadium could see that the rival team was much better. Dean had to make three incredible blocks and the fans expected the worst. "Kick the ball out," shouted Bob, who was the only player near the Maidstone goal. "It doesn't matter where." But it was no use. Every time a Davingstoke player got the ball, three or four Maidstone players surrounded him and took it. Finally, Ayan ran out of the Davingstoke half until the Maidstone players kicked the ball out to the side of the football field. It was a throw-in for Davingstoke. "Just throw it," screamed Bob. "Give it to me and I'll score." As soon as he finished the sentence, Ayan threw the ball as hard as he could. Bob had no time to react. The ball bounced off his round belly, around the defender, and, with the goalkeeper watching open-mouthed, landed in the back of the goal. Bob scored his first goal for Davingstoke Rovers. There was a second of complete silence as the fans tried to understand what they were seeing. And then the stadium exploded with noise. Davingstoke Rovers FC were the North Kent Cup champions. Lucky or not, nothing could change that. I can't tell you about everything that happened after that. It is too long for this book. The medals, the trophy, the fans celebrating far into the night, the white-faced, gloomy Maidstone players getting onto the bus, Sam the Butcher crying with emotion. "Amazing! These players should be professionals. Did you see that goal? Tactical genius. World class." And of course, Bob, who scored the winning goal in Davingstoke's only sporting trophy. But of course, the story has not yet finished. Davingstoke is going to wake up to some very unpleasant news. We will have to investigate what happened during those celebrations.